love these calls when the Australians had a big win overseas, and this was an absolute beauty. Lucas Herbert to win his first US PGA Tour event. It's just enormous, and he's done it in his third start as a member after getting through the tour school last year. I mean, I didn't watch it live. I've watched all the highlights, and some of the things he did was just outstanding.
Now, it wasn't easy conditions either. So I guess, you know, one of the things that obviously makes a champion is a person who not only has the physical game, but has the mental game. He seems a tough young fella.
Oh, absolutely. And look, we saw this last year this year at the Irish Open back in July. So he didn't come from the clouds because he's won a couple of times on the European circuit, but that was an enormous event. The Irish Open is one of the star events on the European Tour. He did some special things down the stretch. And I reckon he did the same thing here. We knew it was going to be a windy day the last round, and my money was on him right from the start. I mean, he's just got this ability to hit a low, piercing ball right through the wind, and he had this 2-iron in his bag. Pros don't often carry a 2-iron these days. Usually the 3 is the biggest, the longest iron in their bag. But he had this 2-iron. I reckon it's a specialty club for the win. And my goodness, he was absolutely flushing it. And not only that, when he missed the green, he was chipping it close. So, look, it was a perfect performance to win your first US Tour event.
How hard is it to be on the US PGA?
So, it is one of the hardest things in golf to do. It's a bit like the NBA. You know, the NBA, it's a freak show. You've got to be an absolute freak to get a game, to get a Guernsey over there. The PGA Tour is now a little bit like that. I mean, you can come up through America and, you know, play high school golf and play the college golf and get your way on that circuit. But these days, there are so many good players. It's not just Europe. It's not just Great Britain, America, Australia and South Africa, like it was back in the 60s and 70s and almost the 80s. Now, all of Europe plays. All of Asia play. It is totally a world game. And there's only one destination, Steve. Everybody wants to get to the US Tour. And now we've got this bloke, a first-time winner, and also he's going to be another Australian in the US Masters in April. So we can't wait.
No, it's going to be fantastic. Just to put it in perspective, too, for people here, you know, because they go, the Bermuda Open, okay, it's not one of the bigger events, but, I mean, he beat, was it Patrick Reed? Yeah, you know, like this. And what did he win, the Masters or the PGA or something?
He's won the Masters. Won the Masters, and he is one of the fiercest Ryder Cup players America has ever had. Danny Lee's won before, also a New Zealander, but he resides in America these days. It doesn't matter. You know, the field, if there's 150 in the US, in any US field, then virtually 150 of those guys can win at any one time. It is a dogfight to win these trophies. And now that he has, this is the best bit, now that he has, he's going to get the good draw time. So, you know, quite often when you come through a tour school like Lucas did, you might be hitting off last in the afternoon and, you know, you get the worst of the greens. That won't happen to Lucas anymore. He's going to get paired with star players. He's going to have the best tee times and he will be given every opportunity to shine in America, which is just enormous.
Doesn't have to worry about the money so much. Now, how much did he win at the weekend?
Well, look, I'm guessing it's $1 million, probably minimum these days. I mean, yeah, if a tournament is, if it's a $5 million tournament, it's always 18%. So that's $900,000. So, you know, I think the minimum purses these days are $5 million or $6 million. So I'm going to say he's won $900,000. But if we start adding in the bonuses, Steve, and I know that's where your mind's going, the bonuses, he'd probably get another half of the $900,000. So, look, he'll be thinking right now that his next big issue is what city is he going to live in, because the money will start rolling in for a kid like Lucas, because he's got flair. You know, when he hits the golf ball, he looks like Seve Ballesteros to me. He's just got so much fluidity through impact and just the way he attacks the golf ball. Americans are going to love him.
And he's a Bendigonian as well, which is fantastic. Yeah. Hey, Marco, fantastic to talk. A lot of people over the last several years would have either read about or followed your journey and some of the challenges that you've faced, but I believe everything on the health front is looking very good at the moment.
You've caught me at the right time. I've just had another clear scan. The doctors cannot believe it. There's not a skerrick of cancer in me. I've got to touch wood right now, but it's been 2 years I'm about every 6 months for a scan these days. So I'm about three more scans away from being back in the pack with you guys. So
fantastic.
I just can't believe it. I've got all my energy back. I'm playing golf. I'm carrying my golf bag like I used to. I'm feeling great. Thanks for asking.
No, fantastic, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Have a great day.